Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
How's it going?
Oh, you know, it's all right. Live from the Triplet Cities. Triplet Cities of Minneapolis, St. Paul. St. Paul, Minneapolis, and Vancouver, St. Paul.
Yep.
Canada.
That'd
U.S.
Cool.
Hey.
Where's the... Twin Cities neighboring?
Build an overpass.
Nah.
Hey, do you think that you could help your tourism industry over there if you added a third city?
Ooh. Yeah. What would we... Edina, probably. You know what they say about people in Edina?
Bloomingville?
They say, every day I need attention. That's because it's Bell's day.
And all day I dream about Edina. Edina.
That's right.
That's
so stupid. Are you going to see... Okay, here's my question for you, Brian.
Welcome to Thursday.
Yeah. But here's my question for
you. Doesn't matter. Never mind.
No. But here's my question. Welcome to show number 3 of 2009.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm on board with that renumbering.
No? Hey, everybody.
Do we need two of those?
Huh?
Oh, were you just cutting me out? What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Why are we starting the show twice?
We didn't.
False start?
I wasn't recording.
The
tape gun didn't reel was it was still on the leader.
Cap gun didn't go off.
That was the clear part of my C90.
C90.
That's the tape I always use for to record the show. I've been using the same tape every
time. What is that clear bit there?
That's the leader.
But why? Why do you need that?
Because you can't record on it.
Yeah, but so what?
It's cheaper.
Why not? How much though?
Aggregate, dude.
But don't you think, taking leader and adding it to tape, like, all that manufacturing and production and manpower costs, what if you just made a tape?
Nah, man, if they save a micro nub of snub per thing, then it's just like, that's billions of bonuses and hum jobs.
Well, we are in a recession.
Slather gobs and all that. Yeah, tape should be all leader now. In fact.
And also, tape is not a renewable resource. We're running out.
Yeah, the tape mines. You know, most tape's made in Canada. You probably knew that.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Shit. All of our... Yeah. Most of our... Yeah. Fuji.
But ironically, here's the ironic part about that, is the maple flavor is not made here. It's made in Vermont.
Well, yeah. They've got all the... whatever the ingredient is in that.
Thanks. Got anything else to add?
Well, I don't... Is it maple? Is that what they got? Maple fields?
No, maypole.
Maybe it's maypole-y.
Make all the maypoles over there. Yeah. What is maypole? Oh, first swear. There we go.
For Arbor Day.
Just wanted to get that out of the way. Arbor Day?
Yeah, it's...
But not for May Day.
No, you do the maypole on Arbor Day. It's like buying lingerie for a tree.
Ann Arbor Day? In Michigan?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's our triplet city.
Maybe it's Arborline.
It's quadruplet city. A lot of good tattoo artists in Ann Arbor there.
Maybe it's Valvoline.
Whoa. You know what I was thinking? How comes it Coke doesn't make motor oil? You know?
They do, dude.
Really? No. It's our burger, sorrowful narp narps. They just should make...
That didn't sound anything like a rim shot.
Oh. So my drum set's not plugged in.
Oh, you fucker.
They should make that because people would buy it. Because they'd be like, whoa, Coke, they know their stuff. I'm surprised they don't branch out more. I mean, they make a lot of crappy merchandise, but why don't they just like, hey, we're Coke and we make cereal and steaks. We got oatmeal and gasoline and, you know, I mean, it's like if they made motor oil, that's a good brand, you know? Why not?
I guess, well, I mean, they're really, they should start with other food products. Well, which they probably already do, because don't they own, McDonald's and, Kifka and all that? No, Pepsi owns that. But, Pepsi owns Taco Bell and all those places, right?
Yeah, but Coke doesn't own McDonald's.
Don't they? Do they own Michael Jackson?
They're just in each other's pockets.
Ooh.
Man, they're hot.
Ooh.
What's the 22-letter word for gaff again? No, they're just, it's a co-branding experience.
A co-branding?
Mm-hmm.
Co-branding?
Mm-hmm. McDonald's should make their own pop. That's what they should do. New McDonald's Coke.
That, like, orange drink that they put in the big kegs for soccer games? Just put some carbon in that.
Mm-hmm.
Carbonite.
That's all it takes.
Yeah. Star Wars reference check, if you're playing bingo at home.
Yep. Ooh, that'd be pretty cool. Drinking bingo, though.
People are already
drinking. Drinking. That,
we can't know about it, because if we know about it, we'll be skewing the results.
Oh, yeah.
So
Grug can win the yacht.
The yacht?
Well, yeah, isn't that the prize?
The land yacht.
Yeah. It's some kind of land cow.
Simpsons reference?
Yeah, why not? Everything check. I say is a Simpsons reference.
Check it.
My entire vocabulary is made up of Simpsons references through my Mitch Hedberg filter. I got called Mitch Hedberg again.
You got called him again?
Yeah.
You called him from beyond the grave.
No, I've heard from many dudes, like, you're like a living Mitch Hedberg. And I'm like, you fucking asshole.
I can see where they're coming from.
Yeah?
It's the blue glasses.
That's what it is.
Maybe I should get blue glasses. Maybe you should wear a tuxedo and cut your hair.
I should do something about my
distended
forehead.
Then they'll be like, isn't that Billy Crystal?
Oh. That's super harsh. I'm going to bed.
Sorry, I meant...
bed. A bingo. So, speaking of films, cinemata, you going to go see...
Watchmen?
Dragon Ball Z, or Street Fighter, or... Oh, what was the other one that's coming out? Oh, Tekken.
Tekken the movie.
Yeah.
That's Tekken the one I shit, see. More like it.
What do you think about video game movies? What do you think about movies made about video games?
They're all good.
You don't think that's a waste of time?
Someone's got to make them.
I guess.
They don't make themselves.
I'd rather have that...
A video game is not a movie, so therefore...
Yeah.
Fair game.
Fair movie?
Hmm?
Maybe... Because this is fair game. They should have that Crow Servo robot guy just play a game and talk about it, and that'd be a good movie.
Oh my god, 40 hours of commentary over top of a Final Fantasy game?
Yeah.
Ooh. I can't find the golden chocobo. This is bullshit.
Hey, maybe we should do that.
Hey, did you ever see that?
We should rip tracks in video games.
On YouTube, there's a drunk Japanese dude narrating Super Mario Land for Game Boy.
I didn't see that.
Oh my god, it's really good.
I saw it.
Okay. Oh my god.
You sent it to me. They didn't see it.
Then you know for sure that it's really good. It's pretty funny. I didn't watch the whole thing, but you know.
Say the IP of it right now.
The IP?
Uh-huh.
The IP-tis?
Yeah. Whoa, shit. Careful.
I don't know. Whatever.
YouTube dot...
Dude, that's the thing that kind of sucks about, like, YouTube and sites like that. It's like, there's no... Oh, do you want to see this really funny thing? Go to youthemannow.com. Uh-huh. Man dog. Youthemannow.dog.
Speaking of dot hot dog, dude.
But it's like, go to YouTube and look it up. Well, how do I find it? Well, search for fucking skunk handstand. And
you guys search for skunk handstand. Do it right now. Yeah, that stuff's definitely awesome.
Yeah.
And the ones in the tub.
And the baby skunks in the bath.
Yeah. Last night I was watching my my boss try to use a computer, and he was using my Firefox, and I've got like the, you know, like they got tabs on the bottom, and then he used the little buttons and stuff and whatnot. And the dude was like, oh man. Okay, first of all, like, I made
this
the website.
The internet?
The website's got margins on the side, because I was trying to just do, like, the old, like, well, this is going to fit in any browser. You know what I mean?
Sure,
so it's
sure,
just a little column in the middle. And he's like,
for
so why is there's all this empty space here? You know, we paid for the whole website. And it's, like...
He's like, well, you know, in Reinvented Comics, Scott McCloud talks about the infinite canvas, and I was just kind of thinking that maybe we could...
I don't think that's what he was getting at. We were wasting screens.
Infinite canvas. Shut up. Stop wasting canvas, Scott McCloud. We're in a recession.
Really. Just use a little. What do you need all that for?
Come on.
You can't even draw.
Just because your comic's big doesn't make it good.
Man.
Looking at you, Chris Ware.
Yeah.
Make that shit pocket size.
And why not?
Ship it with a magnifying glass.
Hot pocket sized. And a magnifying glass.
Drew Wang and Eleanor Davis made a little comic, two fur pack thing that came with a little magnifying glass in it. One of those little cheapo plastic magnifying glasses. You know, it would be better if it was a real one, because those ones don't really.
Yeah.
You know, those like little toy ones. They don't.
Can't kill an ant with them.
You kind of like, you have to put it like right on top of the paper, and it makes it like 2% bigger. And you're like, well, I could just move my face closer to it. I could just read out of one eye. I don't need my depth to read this comic.
You know what I bet I will see on a blog sometime? This is just me predicting it. This is not saying people should make this. Or like, here's a great idea I have.
Blurry journal comics?
Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to see this. Oh. Someone's going to be like, here's a new product that's, it's a concept now.
You heard it here first. Yeah. If someone does do it,
it's
they
right.
owe us.
They
a
heard
road.
It from right here. And yep. here it is. A set of Photoshop filter magnifying glasses.
What?
You know what I'm saying?
No.
Like the different magnifying glasses would have different Photoshop filter effects.
Like clip art of it?
No. It'd be like a set of actual magnifying glasses. And one of them would make it blurry, and one of them would make it lens flare, and one of them, you know, when you look through the, you know what I'm saying? Come on.
Kind of like,
Like some dick will make those to be funny.
Like somebody made the little the little window that looks like a browser window,
yes.
and you just it's like a cardboard thing, and you put it over, and it looks like you're looking at somebody on TV. It's
yep.
like you
just
can
like
do
that.
Like a fake newscast on it.
That's what's
you can turn,
be.
You can put an ottoman on top of a table, and you can pretend you're on television.
Mm-hmm.
That's what YouTube is. They should rename YouTube that.
Wow, that's
hey.
Okay.
Let's play TV newscast.
So, which of those superhero video game movies are you going to go see?
Mortal Kombat.
You can.
Mortal Kombat's so fucking bad, dude. We put it on the other day.
Did you watch it to be funny? Because I went to Olive Garden to be funny.
And you actually really enjoyed it.
I put on Mortal Kombat because I was hungry.
This would be good. Yeah. Let's order some pasta.
Fucking ironic
soup.
Breadsticks.
It's going to be awesome.
It's so stupid. I'm not dissing you, audience.
Good job on putting Coke in my glass, asshole. No, I don't really know. I think we were kind of expecting it to be... Well, I don't know. Well, I was not really involved in the process. It was just coming on. I was like, all right, I'll watch this. Because I'd actually not seen the movie before. I think I'd just seen parts of it. It
takes a while until they start combat.
Oh, it sure does. It's a lot of like, well, let's set up who all these people are and why they're coming. You know what? It doesn't matter. Video game movies, check it out. When the first Mortal Kombat came out, how did they advertise it? Check it out. Dudes fighting in blood. Done. Sold.
Yeah.
Finished. Like, how did they all come to get to learn how
finished
to fight
them.
Like this?
Yeah, no one has that. They should make a realistic video game movie, and here's what they do. They put the title of the movie, and then it's a couple characters discussing their options, and then the potential difficulty level.
And then also, here's a good one. Like, I would like to see, clipping errors made, where, like, a guy's walking into a wall, and he can't quite get around it. And he's
totally.
And he, like, wiggles around a little bit, and, like, he's, like, there's a trash can in front of him that he can't quite get around.
I know
something.
What you're saying. I don't know if they made a Double Dragon movie, but it totally should have had that, like, permanent elevator thingamajig glitch, you know. Double Dragon?
Oh, right. Yeah, the V-hold?
Yeah, that would be pretty good. Yeah,
well, anyway, there's some heinous CG in the Mortal Kombat movie. It was from that time where it was like, check it out, dudes, we can make CGI goblins, and we're gonna. And it's weird, because they had Goro.
They had real goblins back then.
I know, this doesn't make sense. There's a whole goblin industry, and they, you know, well, midgets, but...
they prefer to be called goblins.
They prefer to be called little bastards. Look at that little fucker. They had Goro, who's the four-armed giant guy.
Yep.
And he seemed to be animatronic, and maybe like a guy or two in a suit. Or something like that, you know, or cheated, you know.
Yeah, one guy and then a guy with no legs.
Yeah, and, like, just the shoulder shot, or like, with the top arms, and then the long shot with just the bottom arms would work, you know, that kind of stuff. It's all, like, very fake, but because it was a real guy in animatronic and makeup and stuff, he, you know, he actually existed, and he, you know, he was kind of on par with the Ninja Turtles, I guess. It was not great, but, you know, it actually didn't look too bad. But then there was, like, there was some weird little gargoyle guy or something who had to be fully CG because he was too small to... I don't even think he came into play. I think he was just sort of shown for 3 seconds to be like, check it out, what we did, isn't that badass? It cost us $1 million. And it looked so, so bad. It looked really crappy. It looked like anybody in high school who takes fucking 3D art 101 or whatever.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I don't know. It just looked really, really awful.
It was the tutorial creature that they made when they started production on the movie, and they're like, wow, we should shove that in there.
Like, it didn't even really have, like, you know how now CG, like, has all the texture on it and stuff, and they try to make it look like it has real skin or, like, not even skin, but, like, you know, bumps or colors. Mm-hmm. This was just, like RGB color painted on, like, spheres stuck together almost. Yeah. It was really bad. But, you know, that doesn't mean the movie was bad. What made the movie bad was everything else.
What? So. Character development, you didn't care for?
Actually, I don't even think I finished watching the movie. I didn't, like, it took so long. Like, when's it gonna fight?
Yeah. Did they show the button combos on the bottom of the screen as they were doing the moves? Or would that happen if they turned subtitles on?
The Feng Shui guy was like, hey, finish him. And then Sonya Blade goes up and she sort of like squats around and wiggles around. She's like, oh, fuck. And the guy just fell over and she's like, shit.
Did that movie have any babalities or was there any...
It had that chick from Billy Madison. She was a babality.
Whoa, I don't know if I saw that.
Not, yeah, she's not.
Is that Adam Sandler?
Yes,
he's my Jimmy Fallon.
Dude, I don't know. I think you may appreciate. No, you probably won't.
What?
Nah, don't. It's not worth it now. Back in the day, if you go back in time, you should watch Billy Madison because it's pretty funny. It's before he, like, it's very, very unpolished, but there's some pretty funny stuff in it. It's not a great movie.
That's not Mr. Deeds, right?
No.
Which is the one where he has the gross foot?
That's Mr. Deeds.
Which is the one you're talking about?
Billy Madison's the one where he goes back to school, back to, like, elementary school, and he has to, like, go through school again to appease Brian Dennehy. No. Whoever his dad was in that. And Norm MacDonald's in it.
Oh, okay. That's a great movie.
You should watch that because Norm MacDonald's very funny in it as well.
All right, I'll watch anything with him in it.
You should definitely actually watch that because he's very good in it, and
he should get a webcam.
He should get. Apparently, he's having a new TV program.
There should be celebrity webcams.
Nope.
No.
No, I don't know. I don't think I need to see what he sees.
You don't think so? I want to watch Reba McEntire just eat a sandwich and watch TV.
You want to watch Norm MacDonald sit on his computer and play online poker?
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Yeah, basically, I do.
That was a movie update. Don't even watch Mortal Kombat because you think it might be funny. Watch if there's a riff tracks for it, which there may be. I don't know. That might be worth it.
Yeah.
I watched the riff tracks for Star Wars, by the way. Star Wars: A New Hope, Episode 4. I should state because there's a lot of different Star Wars.
Dude, I listened to the riff tracks of Star Wars while I was watching Raiders of the Lost Ark, and it totally lined up.
Oh my god. it was pretty funny, and I was kind of skeptical that there would be anything left to say funny about Star Wars.
Yeah,
but turns out there is.
You still keep trying.
Yeah, go for it. No, and I mean the Family Guy Star Wars thing. I didn't think I was going to like that, and I thought that was quite funny as well.
I also like both Robot Chicken ones.
I haven't seen those because I don't really like that show.
Me neither, but they're pretty good. I don't like that show.
If I was gonna watch any more of that show, I would watch those.
I like the idea of that show, but I do not like that it's, you know.
I don't like hearing Seth Green try to do different voices.
I don't like when people have to be meanie bobinis to be funny.
That's true.
I hate Edge. I wish Edge would go away because it's ruining Edge.
But you know what? It's what's weird is like Edge and shock value and all that. It's supposed to be so like, check out what a badass. But it's actually the easiest thing to do.
I'm so lazy.
It is.
That's
it really
what we
is.
Do.
It's like if you're a comedian, like say Jim Gaffigan, who doesn't work blue, and you just have funny observations about different types of food, or maybe even the same kind of food over and over again,
and maybe not even funny observations.
If you can pull that off and be funny, that means you're even better. Bad example. Let's say.
Yeah, I agree.
Let's have Jim Gaffigan on the show.
Okay, let's tell the story of when I dropped a little Houdini into the hairdryer.
Are you talking about taking a dump?
No. Little Houdini.
I don't know what that is.
When I dropped it in the hairdryer, you didn't listen to, like, it was one of the last Penn radios. Brian's listened to all the Penn radios again.
Don't tell me what I am and am not doing.
I'm telling them what you are doing.
I get it.
Yeah, I guess I was talking.
See, whenever we do the
I turned to the audience.
I forget there's an audience sometimes.
Really?
Imagine if we did the show live in front of a live studio audience.
Yeah, it'd be so biz.
And we just, like, had computers between us.
That'd be pretty cool. If we were, like, at desks facing each other, but still looking at
Instead of computers, let's have Battleship going.
Back to back. That'd be good.
Battleship, if I was Milton Bradley.
Yeah.
Milt or Bradley.
Mm-hmm.
I would sue laptops. I'd be like, hey, listen up. we invented that shit.
Yeah, totally.
Or at very least, games on laptops. You better be doing work on that. Are you word processing? Are you spreadsheeting? Because are you spreading cheat? I crack myself up sometimes.
No, I agree. That's true. They had that stuff all figured out.
Milton Bradley, come on. Wait, yep. It's Milton Bradley, right? Are they still around? Did they get eaten by Mattel or something?
No.
Okay.
No, they're still homespun.
Okay, good.
Handmade games all by Milton himself.
Qbert the game? Qbert Milton the board game?
Burl
was there ever a Qbert board game? That would make a great board game. It would be like checkers on a pyramid.
There was a Pac-Man board game, though. Oh, man, I love that thing.
Was he on pegs?
It was the board had all these little holes halfway through it, and then all these marbles that fit onto the holes, and then there was plastic Pac-Man. You got to roll to see how many pellets you got to go. And if you lost one,
you could not play it.
It came with a ton of extras.
Oh, and the yellow trap.
And there was ghosts, and you could clomp, clomp, clomp and pick up the butt. And the little pellets would go into these plastic Pac-Mans. Man, that was a fresh game.
I bet it's
in my basement
good.
Right now.
I bet it's on eBay.
I bet it's in my basement. It's not going on. No.
Oh. You know what I bought on eBay?
Huh.
I bought my, This Is Not a Paper Cup.
Oh, yeah.
Cup.
Do tell.
One of my roommates broke my... I had, like, a Starbucks, like, fat bottom coffee cup, and it broke. I'm not, like, whatever. Shit breaks. Whatever. And I got that, like, whatever, as a Christmas birthday thing or whatever years ago. And it had broken. So I thought, well, I gotta get myself a new regular coffee cup that keeps my shit warm. That Starbucks one is really good. It like had a lid and everything, and it was big. But so I was looking around, and I bought one of those ones. It looks like a paper, like 12-ounce, like a paper coffee cup you get from Starbucks or wherever, you know? And it's just plain white, but it's made of ceramic.
It looks bigger than that.
Double-walled ceramic. It's way bigger?
Way bigger than 12-ounce. Yeah, it looks like a 24.
No, it's a 12-ounce.
What?
I measured it.
What kind of tiny broad they have holding it in the picture?
I know.
Huh.
She's a goblin. And it has a, like, silicone lid that looks like one of those plastic lids with the hole in it and everything. And it says caution, contents hot. Anyway, it looks exactly like a paper thing, but you pick it up, it's got heft, you know? And it's double walled and keeps things hot, and it's funny, and it's kind of dorky. But so I got that, and I was using it today, and I like it. It's a little on the small side. Like, I would prefer something maybe a bit bigger. My old cup
32.
was kind of like one and a half of these, and so it's like, well, you know, I'm okay with refills. I'm not using it as a travel mug. I'm using it around the house, so
right.
I can go and refill. It's no problem. But the one complaint I have about it is it's new, and I washed it out and everything, but the top lid smells really rubbery still.
Oh,
so every time I take a sip, it's got a real
like you're drinking your coffee out of your dominatrix.
Ooh. Well, when you put it like that, I think I will barf.
Okay.
So it's neat. I like it. It's pretty good. And I also have on order one of those AeroPress, like coffee press things.
That still hasn't come? That's not coming.
No.
You ordered that shit forever.
No, here's the story on that, is that I ordered it, and it, like, shipped. Like, the place I ordered it from is in Richmond, which is sort of like the next suburb over of Vancouver. It's the next, like, it's another city, but it's part of the same city. It's our twin city or something. I don't know. But according to their site, it shipped and it arrived the next day. It was kind of over the weekend, so I was kind of like not really too sure if it was going to show up like on the Friday or the Monday or whatever. But it didn't show up, and like a week went by, and I was like, well, what the fuck? Like, the thing says it came. It had a tracking number. So I looked that up online. It said, definitely arrived at your house. Confirmed. And I was like, no, it didn't. And so a week later, so I looked up on the Canada Post website to see, like, well, what happens if a parcel does not arrive? Like, what do you do, right? And it was like, you can't do anything. The sender can file a fucking, you know, grievance or whatever. And so I emailed the guy the place that I ordered from, and was like, okay, well, this has never arrived, what do we do? And they said, oh, okay, well, we'll look into it, and if it doesn't get resolved, we'll send you a new one. I was like, oh, fucking, that's really nice, because it, in this day and age, it's like guilty until proven innocent, right? It's like,
yeah,
oh, you didn't get it, you must be trying to rip us off for $30. Like, you must be trying to get a free one.
And very similar thing just happened to my mom. She was at the liquor store and she bought the big bottle of Jägermeister and she dropped it in the parking lot and then told the guys what happened and they gave her a new one.
Really?
Yeah.
That's really not, like, they didn't have to do that.
No, not at all. I know. I mean, it's
like,
yeah, exactly.
Purchase completed. She was seen leaving with the item. Mm-hmm. And that's, yeah, like, shit. Like, shit happens and come on, you know? You can't be too stingy. And this, the place that I bought it from sells, like, you know, $1,000 espresso machines to, like, restaurants and shit like that. They sell all kinds of, like, coffee shit. And so, to them, probably, like, a $30 item is not even a big deal or whatever. But, like, it just means so much to the consumer to be like,
oh, yeah.
Like, oh, hey, don't worry about it. We'll take care of you. And,
I mean, she went back in to tell them that it broke just because there's broken glass in the lot. My mom's definitely not the type to be like, well, you should give me another one. Blah, blah, blah.
Right,
People are like that. Like, if they, you know, you go buy a whatever, and then they, whatever, and then they're like, hey. And then,
go buy us a coffee?
Yeah.
I said that for Box Brand. Personalized.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
Say something for Sarah.
I already did.
Oh, right. I hope I don't get these file formats mixed up betwixt the names, because that would be a zany server error.
I know Sarah likes to listen to hers in Aug Vorbis.
Oh, man.
And Tom McHenry's a flat guy.
Yeah, we could ask people what their favorite format is.
They don't share. Tom and Sarah don't share, by the way.
No, I know. They don't do nothing. I know.
They don't even share earbuds because they think it's unhygienic.
Meh.
I don't know if that's true. I just made that up.
Speaking of earbuds,
ears are crawling with all kinds of bacteria.
My parents won't talk to my kids on the phone anymore because we don't have a house phone. We only have cell phones. And then there was like the study about like, well, cell phones, brain cancer, kids, thinner skulls, proximity to thing, whatnot, radiation resistance, and so forth. So you probably shouldn't let kids talk on cell phones. So then my parents were like, well, can never talk to the kids again. Until you buy one of those headset, plug it into the earbud ones, but the one the over the head.
Get the handset, old fashioned black, from the black phones.
No, I know what you're talking about.
The phones that black people
those
use.
Those are cool.
Get one of those.
All right.
It'll look hilariously comic when a young child uses an enormous receiver.
That is always funny.
Yeah, do that.
Okay.
I don't know. But
you're
yeah.
A video game,
you know, better safe than sorry, and they might be onto something.
Oh, yeah, totally.
But on the other hand, like, I kind of think that's the least of our worries with the amount of, like, fucking screens and computers my eyes and genitals are next to on a daily basis.
Totally.
Yeah. Like, I'm not even really concerned about, like, cigarette smoke and air pollution and all that kind of stuff. I'm more like, I'm looking at a screen every day for most of the day. Like,
yeah, you're going to be deaf-blind and sterile.
I look at several screens at work, and then I come home and I look at a screen, and then I look at another
screen.
And
then what do you
to
relax? Watch TV. So.
Yeah, I know. It's fucked. Yep. And not even, like,
magic screen.
Not even just like resolution, radiation and stuff, but like damage to my eyes, you know? It's like, yeah. I can handle it if I, like, die at, you know, 50 years old or whatever. That's whatever's going to happen will happen. But I'd rather be able to see for all that. Even if I'm really sick, I still want to be able to see stuff, you know?
You can just listen to music.
Fair enough.
You know. I mean, what's to see?
Podcasts. It's the future.
I mean, because, like, you know, yeah, you're looking at a screen all that time, but, like, what, you want to save your vision? For what? If you can't look at a screen, then who needs to see?
You know what? You're right. But maybe I want to look at and see how attractive my pizza is.
Oh, the thing about pizza
it's not
is I don't have it.
We've done like 8 shows on pizza.
Uh-huh.
Do we have anything to add about pizza? I don't know.
Any way you like it, just $13.99.
13 toppings.
Oh, for
how many toppings do you like on a pizza?
I like very few toppings. Well, you know what? I'm ultimately, I'm easy with pizza. I will. There's nothing that normally goes on a pizza that I think is gross and won't eat. Like, pineapple's not my favorite, but a ham and pineapple pizza is its own thing, and it's fine, you know? But
what about a ham and pineapple and sausage and mushroom and green pepper pizza?
I will eat that. That's fine. Shrimp, anchovies, whatever regular pizza places have, I'm fine with. I have banana peppers, whatever's, you know, whatever. I don't care. I definitely have my, like, preferences, but, I'm definitely, you know, like, there's basically no food I won't eat. Yeah. But I kind of prefer the minimalist approach to pizza. Just, couple toppings, like a pepperoni and, capicola and mushroom or something like that, you know?
That's still three.
Sure. Well, I could cut it down to just a plain pepperoni pizza. I think there's beauty in a one topping pizza.
Yeah.
If it's a good pizza.
Yeah.
But, I don't mind the loaded up, like the ones that come out looking like nachos, but I kind of find that the more shit you put on, the less, you taste each individual thing. And I know, like, different things combine in your mouth to make a new flavor and stuff, much like a...
Well, that's just annoying, though. I don't like that. Well, I had this pizza at work that my friend at work there, Jackie, there ordered the other day, and it was, like, everything that Pizza Hut has, like, including pineapple. So, like, it was... Every bite was, you didn't know what you were gonna get. And I don't care for that from a pizza.
No. No. I think we were saying before, like, off air. Some foods definitely benefit from kitchen sinkage, you know? And some foods, you know, don't so much. Sundays, you can put anything you want on that because it's all just going to be sweet. Mm-hmm. And like nachos, you want as much shit on your nachos as you can get. And you want as many different dips as they have.
To cover up that disgusting chip.
What's that?
To cover up that disgusting chip.
Yeah.
There's nothing more putrid than a plain corn chip.
I know. Well, you got to eat these corn chips up. I'm not eating those. Well, how about if I put some cheese on it? Well,
I'll eat the cheese, and if some chip comes with, that's fine.
Yeah, like as soon as the cheese is out, I'm not eating anymore. Like, okay, well, what if there's some ground beef on it? Okay, what else you got? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some guacamole, sour cream, and salsa? Yes, mm-hmm. please.
Olives. Although, do you like olives on nachos?
Yes. Yes. You know what? Usually you just get the tinned olives, just the sort of sliced regular black olives, and that's fine. But I think something I've never really had is like a nice Kalamata olive on nachos.
Oh, yeah.
Nachos.
I bet they'd be
good. There's all kinds of different olives, as you know.
It'd be good to have like full-on Middle Eastern nachos, dude.
Sure.
Kalamatatos and whatnot, and some feta cheese and whatnot.
Pita chips?
Mm-hmm.
Pita chips?
Yeah. It's a little ground lamb, you know what I mean?
Would you like some pitas with your souvlaki?
I'm gonna make that tonight. I'm having that right now. I already ate that. It was great. It's terrible. Don't do it. I gotta take a shit.
Remember that time you ate that?
Yeah. No.
Shit.
All right.
How are we doing on time? Yeah. What's that? How are we doing on time?
Yeah. How are we doing on time?
I have no idea. I thought you were keeping track of it.
I am. But don't you have a clock in the bottom of your Skype?
Oh, sir. Yeah, probably. Yeah. You want me to check that shit? You can't see it?
Did you turn your screen off?
Yeah, I was looking at something else.
Are you using e-ink?
I'd like to check my Google Reader when you're telling stories. I don't know how you operate, but I was reading on Tom McHenry's favorite blog entries.
Yeah?
Nope.
I just posted a list of my top 10 favorite Google Reader users.
Let's reset this. It's technology computer overload overdrive time.
Technology computer overdrive drive time.
Time. We'll work out the theme song. That theme song that you made that you spent like 3 hours working on the other day.
That flack I just played?
Yeah, that does not sound very good. I think you should do it over.
Okay. I should use the same setup.
Well, I was kind of thinking maybe, like when I asked you to do that, I kind of thought you were going to use some instruments. You really, like...
Drop the ball?
Dude, that's pretty fucking lazy. It sounds like you just sang it in one take and then, like... saved it.
Dude, that was like 20th take.
Man.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if you don't want to spend any more time on it, what you should do is just take the other takes and redo the conversations. I don't want to. Come on. We'll use the alternate takes. Okay. Then it'll be different each time.
Okay.
Well, anyway.
Oh, but I have a new update section format thing we could do.
Okay.
It's a robot reads Tom McHenry's Twitter.
Okay, let's do it.
At you.
The conversations I don't want to overhear were on a new beaches. Do you think I'm too old to know the new beach? Continued. Which nationalities look best on new beaches? Is it a cultural thing? What about West Side?
What about West Side? I didn't understand any of that.
What about breast size?
What about Guatemalan breast size?
Guantanamanian?
So let's for those of you who don't have computers, turn off now. Let's talk about RSS aggregators.
Okay.
We don't have to.
I didn't accumulate any sound bites for that particular topic, because I didn't think we'd ever do it. But yeah, what do you guys think about that? Answer now.
I disagree. Let's agree to disagree with them.
Yeah.
Done. Okay, what's next?
Yep. Next up on the junket, happy birthday, Chicago.
Since 2009.
No, 172 years has been Chicago, which just seems wasteful.
I don't know. Their flag's pretty good.
What's on their flag?
Cool stuff.
Like
stars. It's an attractive looking flag. You should look it up on Google Image Search. Notice how I did not say you should Google it.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah, that's not a thing.
Nope, not a verb. Let's not give Google, the corporation, too much praise and cocksuckage, because look it, they're just a thing.
Yeah.
You want me to tell you to Alta Vista something? Come on.
Yeah, right.
Come on.
They should have named it Faggle.
Oh, God.
My ears are getting all humid.
I shouldn't have done that last one.
Oh. All right, then.
I got lots more stuff to talk about.
Do you?
Yeah, remember how at the beginning of the show we talked about looking up... Wait, was it yesterday or today that we talked about these skunks yesterday?
That was RSS aggregators.
I just looked on my Google Reader. I just Google Readered something.
Yeah.
And it told me to look up baby skunks on the internet. No.
I've got this delicious dilemma.
What is that lady doing? Sounds like she's... Never mind.
You want to know what it is?
What?
I've always loved my Doritos tortilla chips.
However, they came out with crispy Doritos at the time of this commercial, and she couldn't decide between regular Doritos
and crispy
Doritos.
Oh, like the air puffed ones?
They were thinner.
Like baked?
I guess.
Because there's like, you know, like the baked Lays?
Yeah.
Like baked, not fried?
But that's old. You should see this broad's hair.
This is
that's
new?
Old. No, that's old.
I didn't know that we played new clips.
No, that's old.
What's classic? Old?
It's public domain Doritos commercial.
Oh. So, do they have Dorito scoops yet, or do they have Dorito brand dip that you can dip a regular corn chip into?
Gushers and Doritos combined.
What about if we had Dorito fun dip?
Yeah.
I think we've probably said that 8 times.
That's okay. They'll get on it eventually.
Yeah, I would like to talk about Doritos, but first...
Ooh, Brian, I'm raising my hand. I have a thing. It's stupid, but can I just say it?
I'm sorry, we don't have time. We have to tell my boring-ass Doritos story and also skunks. No, okay, go for it.
So, the other day I was walking to Spencer to school, and Spencer's my kid, for those of you who don't know who my kid is.
Did you have him on a harness?
No, never.
He's like 6 years old now, right?
Yeah, he's a good big kid. You don't
when we first started doing this show back in 2009, he was only 6 years old.
No, I know.
Remember,
and previous to that, even younger.
2009, episode 1. I remember it well.
You don't like the new numbering system, eh?
It's whatever. I do kind of like it, because it's kind of like turning the leaf on the new table over. And we're like, you know all that shit we did before? That was just warm-up. Check it out.
Exactly.
You know what? We could cheat, and we could say, like, hey, this is episode number 95, or whatever we got up to. But you know what? We don't want to count
that,
those.
Dude. No.
We want to do it the old-fashioned way of starting over.
When you start over. We've started over.
I guess. It doesn't matter. I don't care, man. It's fine.
No, it's not. I'll switch it. I won't switch it, but I'll just start just back with the old numbers.
Because we like to compare ourselves to other shows and say, how many issues did we do?
Well, add it up. We stopped on 211.
It's not like the total number of shows that we've done has changed.
Welcome to show number 214.
It doesn't matter what we call it.
Welcome to the very end of show number 214.
Why bother? It doesn't matter. It's fine. No, yeah. it's just if maybe people were wondering.
I think we should include the spitamps in our numbering system.
Sure. We could.
Why not?
You could edit them and put our voices in them, and then it would be legit.
Boost our numbers.
It would be legitimate.
Yeah, because they'd be like, hello, Internet, this is Robert... Brian!
Is that his middle name?
No, that's you dubbing your name haphazardly over his.
Oh, I see. We just do a find and replace with a robot voice.
Yeah. Brian.
Part of the thing about renumbering and doing a start over is because we're going to have new features. And the show's just going to be better. Already, I can tell it's better.
It's better already than...
It's like our drawing got better. It's like, you know when you take a break from drawing sometimes, like I did for a year, and then you come back and you draw something, this isn't very good. Yeah. But then, right after that, you're like, oh, I am magically better at drawing because I just...
You know what's been haunting me ever since you said it?
Okay.
I've been laying awake at night going, your drawing's just as good as ever. I'm like, what the fuck does that mean?
Just as good as ever?
As good as ever.
I didn't say that.
That's kind of a sideways non...
I never said that to you.
No, dude, it's in the log, dude. It's all like...
Well, you show me that, and I'll show you a man who misinterpreted what I wrote.
Whoa.
I think what I actually said was, never been better?
No, I don't think so.
Well, that's what I meant.
Just as good. As good.
No, I don't think so.
The way it is.
Okay, regardless of what I said then, I would like to go on the record as saying your shit has never looked better. I think it looks better than it ever has in the previous past of history, of all time, of the Earth, of the Earth universe. Of universe. What universe are we in again? I forget. I haven't been keeping up with DC.
The main one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm retconning that.
The Superman and Batman one. That's the one we're in.
Yeah, you can be Super Batman, and I'll be Robin, Boy Wonder.
Boy Wonder, Jimmy Fallon?
Boy Wonder Woman, there we go.
Superman's pal, Jimmy Fallon?
Fuck. If only. Oh, my God.
Brian.
My drooping penis. What?
So, walking Spencer to the thing?
Yeah.
To the bus stop. And we were talking about video games and whatnot, crash 'em ups and so forth.
Sweet.
And I was like, hey, there should be a game where you're like, you can be either like a police car or a fire truck or an ambulance, and you just have to get to different emergencies and stuff, and put out a fire or help or whatever,
It's called Grand Theft Auto, asshole.
Well, no, that's what started the conversation. I was like, there should be a game where it's like the goal is to,
but no shooting
and whatnot. Yeah, no.
But you're being a good guy.
There you go. So,
what was that, never mind. I was going to say that, there was that toy line, like Rescue Heroes or whatever, and I was all like,
yeah.
That, yeah. Make that.
Firemans and shit.
Yeah.
So, we
could even be a girl
on
the team, I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there.
Nah,
just spitballing.
There's no reason to, it's not a nursing game, Brian.
Boys will just be confused when they expect the girl to always drive the helicopter and pick them up. They're like, I don't know.
No, it's the boys are cops and girls write parking tickets. Boys are doctors, girls are nurses.
They're not called meter masters, they're called meter maids.
Boys are firemen and girls are arsonists. That's
emphasis on the arse, if you know what I'm saying.
And ist, if you know what I'm into. So we were talking about that game, and he came up with some good ideas for it, and he seemed really into the idea. And we were all like, if only. So then the other day, I was at Best Buy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I saw it on the clearance rack.
Breast Buy.
It's called Emergency Mayhem for the Wii. And it's exactly the game we described. It's basically
really?
It's Crazy Taxi, except you're putting out fires and stopping criminals and whatnot.
Awesome.
Yeah, and I called him from Best Buy. I'm like, dude, that game we were talking about the other day?
They made it.
And he's like, they actually made that? What? I want to play that the second you get home.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Sweet. So, yeah, neat. Is it like kid level game?
It's a 6-year-old level game. I mean, he rocks it pretty good.
Tough. He doesn't count because he's extra good at games.
Yeah. No, I enjoy it as well. It's Crazy Taxi.
But it doesn't have tits and guns in it, right?
Oh no, no. The graphic style is really nice. I mean, it's for the Wii, so it's.
So of course it doesn't have tits and guns. Fucking Wii,
right,
for babies.
It's smooth looking. You know,
Nintendo should give up. They don't even put tits and guns in their games anymore. Remember in Metroid when Samus, took off all her shit at the end? They don't do that anymore. Fucking wear a bikini. Don't wear like orange metal. Come on. I want to see an ass running around when I shoot aliens. That makes the game better. I don't even know if I'm being ironic.
I don't know, dude. You sound mad for sure, but
should I have done that in comic book guy voice?
I don't know. Or black guy.
Yeah. Nice. What? What do you mean? My voice doesn't see color.
Oh, you don't speak color.
Yeah.
Murph.
See, I only see in CMYK. Oh, wait, black is one of those. I forgot. Hey, maybe if they get tired of, like, calling people, like, you know how it's not even really clear if black is a cool thing to call black people or not, but it's kind of like all we have?
It seems like they blackpedaled on it a little bit.
I think so.
It used
like,
to
hey,
be like,
hey, how dare you? And not all black people are actually black. There's some really light-skinned black people, right?
Some black people love being
called black. Like, to me, African-American is so, like, fucking...
That mentions slavery every time you say it.
Well, yeah, and also, like, not all black people are from Africa.
Exactly.
I would think, but...
A lot of them are born here.
Like, yeah, and all that
And don't
of
forget
stuff.
Blackficans.
And also, like, when you're Canadian, like, African-Canadian sounds stupid, and they... I think they still might say Afro-Canadian here. I don't know. We don't really have any black people here, so it doesn't really come up that often. Yeah. But, what if they just started calling them K's?
That'd be fine.
Yeah.
I'd be fine with that. Or, what? F-F-F-F-F's? F's? Wait, what color is
that? Zero. I think it's zero.
It's zero, yeah.
Yeah.
No, they wouldn't thunk
and,
that.
Oh. And if you're, like, kind of like a lighter skin, but of the same, you're just like an F-F-F-F-F-O-1 or whatever, you know?
Yep. Agreed.
Done. I don't see color. If you're going to see color, be specific, is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What was the point of that again? Just never mind.
Black?
I don't know.
What do you call black people nowadays? Is that what it is?
I don't. It's not important.
Yeah. What did you say? You still have that email? You want to put that email?
You know what you call them? You call them fucking president.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. You win. What?
Oh, there was an onion thing about Obama. Half-heartedly nails 6th gift African mask to Oval Office as well. Pretty good.
Yeah. How we doing for time?
Way over.
It's going to be another week before I tell my Dorito story and my skunk story.
Yeah. What is the Dorito story? If you could sum up your Dorito story.
I can't, man. It's going to take a full... It's easily going to take a full 2 minutes to explain it.
All right, ready, go.
What? Are we over? Hold on.
Hey, everybody, and we're back. Bipedus.
Hey, we're back.
What's so?
You gonna tell it next week or now?
I don't know what's happening.
The show's over.
Synergy.
And if you want your
Showtime synergy, HBO synergy. Yep. What are we doing?
Do you want to tell the Dorito story as the aftermarket?
I feel like I built it up too much. Okay. Yeah. Well, there's a new Dorito bag I saw at the store and I bought it, right? It's in a white bag. It's got a dollar sign in it. It's kind of got like gold foil a little bit, but it's mainly blank just with the Doritos, and it's got a big dollar sign. And at the top it says like, be the Doritos guru or something. I was like, what the fuck is this? And then at the bottom it says mystery flavor. I'm like, oh, fucking shit. Give me that mystery flavor shit. Cause we didn't get that X29 or Combat
so
X.
So good, dude. So
what was
good.
The Conquest X30 brand flavor?
Yeah.
B-29, P-51 out. Mustang or something.
Mm-hmm.
So, therefore, we didn't get it. We just, like, probably in the last couple months, we just got, like, well,
Cool
since
Ranch.
Since the last pop, maybe I mentioned it in the last Spy vs. Spy podcast, the movie, that we just got the collisions, like the two flavors in one, the blue, the blue cheese and hot wing or whatever. Like, we just got that, like, in the last few months. And I was like, oh, I don't even like these. I know that from SPX when we ate part of the bag and threw it on the ground.
And then 2 days later, I picked that bag up and finished that one.
It was obvious that, like, nothing had been done to them.
Yeah, yeah. But I think, didn't Mike Stevens freak out a little bit?
He was like, of all people.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't believe you do that. Meanwhile, he's like picking cheeseburger crumbs out of someone's butthole.
Well, he's just so sweaty. It's like he's like, is that what you do? You living in a crock pot? Man. Yeah. I love that guy.
Oh, yeah, me too. Me too.
You know what he's got to do is drop it on the ground.
Why?
Because he's still in it.
It's not going to help you win.
Why? Who's going to beat me?
Everybody else. No one's ever going to win that.
Nuh-huh.
Man, I don't know.
Why are we talking about this? Doritos.
Not important. So anyway, and it's all like, well, I could read the bag. It's across the room, but I'm not going to get it. And it's all like, it's funnier if I paraphrase, right?
Yeah, it's good.
Okay, and it's all
abbreviate like, every word.
Hey, assholes, why don't you pee this B in your PA system? And it's all like, hey, help us come up with an advertising campaign with this shit. And if you do, and you come up with a name in a commercial, you could win $1.25. I think it's like $25,000 or something. And they want you to make like a viral video or some shit and like come up with and all that, you know. You probably had the same thing with your black bag, right? Your classified information one?
I don't think it was like start a meme or anything.
Did the flavor of that ever come out as like Firefly's real name from G.I. Joe from Cobra,
which is
it's classified information. I was wondering if maybe they named it that. They named the flavor Firefly's name.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Florence K. Dutchins.
I see why he went by Firefly now.
Chirp.
Albert M. Pine. Alpine. Whatever.
Richard Alpert.
Richard Alpert.
Hanso.
Richard Alpine. Dr. Lapidus.
Aaron grows up to be Sawyer.
Still? Walt? Thank you. So it's all like, hey, do our work for you, and you might win a thing, and it's a new Dorito flavor, and I was like, well, shit, I'm all up to mystery Doritos, like, it's not going to be bad, I know that. Anyway, so I got it, and I ate some, and I think it might be the best Dorito ever made.
Whoa!
I am not shitting you. It's whoa. Like, it's like, do you guys have All Dressed potato chips there? Is that a thing there yet? We've had it in Canada for 100 years. It's like floor scraping, flavor crystal scraping, all mixed together on the same chip. So it tastes like a bit like barbecue, a bit like salt and vinegar.
No, the first time I heard of All Dressed was from the Trailer Park Boys, where they also said Dusty Martin.
Nice.
Which brings us
anyway,
full circle to the
that's
first
a thing
episode.
We have. And they're pretty good, but they're kind of like, it's the flavor you get when you can't decide what flavor you want. And then you get them, you're like, I wish I got just one of these instead of all of them.
I don't know. Stuff doesn't need so many flavors.
I think I'm minimalist about my flavors, but except for that, this Dorito flavor, it's like they got the best of all the different flavors. It's got, like, it has, like, the cheese of the zesty, you know, like, strong cheese, but it's not quite as, like, as skanky and throat exfoliating.
No, I know what you mean.
It's
the milky.
It's a bit of that. Man. It's a bit of the nacho. Like, nacho is kind of, like, plain. It's like plain Dorito, right? But it's, like, a little bit of that. It's got a little bit of spice to it. It's not, like, a real spicy one, like the jalapeno or the whatever other spicy one there is. But it's got like a bit of that. You eat enough of them and you're like, oh, it's got a little bit of spice to it. I don't know. Like, it's just kind of like all of them, like all the best parts. It's the Serpentor. Oh my God, I'm going to mail that into them. It's the Serpentor flavor. Like I was like, oh, this is, like at first I was like, ah, it just kind of tastes like zesty. And I was like, no, it kind of tastes like nacho. No, it kind of tastes like barbecue. No. And I realized what I was experiencing was the best Dorito I've ever had. And I really like the white bag, so it's either between Serpentor or Storm Shadow.
No, Storm Shadow is not an amalgamation of
Snow Job. Oh, Snow Job.
What?
Snow job.
What?
Do you think that maybe, like, he was like a skier, right? And if you recall from previous episodes of the older series that do not exist anymore, what I might have said if that had actually happened in real life is that he was in Canada. Snow Job was the G.I. Joe guy with the red beard. He's a snow skier guy. He is from the Yukon in the Canadian continuity. And in the United States, he's from, I don't know, Alaska, Idaho, Alaska or something, right?
Yeah.
Look it up. But anyway, so he's like a skier guy. He's always cold. Do you think his name was actually Stojom? Oh, boy, that was a long way to go. Stojob. There you go. Punchline. Wrap it up. I'll take it.
It's a terrific new tune little girls will love.
A statement to which your transition team has directed all those to whom this is a paramount issue.
There's no cost or obligation.
Children love surprises.
It's probably going to be about 70 videos long and amazing.
Pop, enjoying a hot cup of coffee.
Harappa. 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 Chigaimasu. Yajimachan iko.
Katakana desu ka?
Sore wa yuemasen.
Everybody is happy.